how should founders be thinking about their own compensation? And more importantly, whose responsibility is this part to think about?
So look, founders, generally, their opportunity cost is very high. So there's no way that the company will be paying them at market, is my guess. The real alignment with the founders' interest comes because of their equity ownership and the investors' equity ownership. And they are putting in that opportunity cost basically for that opportunity, for the equity ownership. That said, I believe founders should be compensated at some level of quote unquote fairness, right? Now that fairness is a very subjective term. What I have observed more as market practice is when companies don't have much money, just like we have talked about in the episode of burn rates, typically founders will draw 1.5 to 2.5 lakhs a month, more, each of the founders.
Right.
And also remember that founders are setting a tone for their entire organization. I know companies like Off Business where Ashish prides himself on the fact that people have to join him at least by taking a 40-50% cut.
Right.
Otherwise, they don't have the founder's mindset. So I would say something like, you know, 30 lakhs, call it two lakhs a month or 2.5 lakhs, so 30 lakhs, then going to 60 lakhs, then about a crore, crore and a half, maybe when a company has raised Series B. But again, more importantly than the number, I do believe that companies need to have a performance-driven culture. And I think we have probably discussed this in one of our episodes. So I'm a strong believer in variable compensation. Whatever be that number, let's say it's 2.5 lakhs or 5 lakhs, pick whatever number. I believe companies should have, and founders and senior management should have, 50 to 100% more as variable compensation. And in the process of deciding that variable compensation, it forces alignment between the board, the investors, and the founders. And so I've talked about this rule of thumb before, 50 to 100% at the founder level. And each level below, half of that should be variable. So call it 25 to 50% at L minus one, and so on and so forth. And it creates a performance-driven culture that aligns the whole organization as well as the board and investors. And typically the payout should be 80 to 120% of, you know, the targets that, that companies have. Actually, we follow a similar thing
at Matrix. I was just thinking that,
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.